Welcome back to the OU Daily Pillim and Physics Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining the program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Rivi, the 11th day of the month of Elul. I'd like to thank our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shaya Katz of Young Israel of Oak Park in Detroit, Michigan, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Katz slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim, with a sizable pause to insert the names of those whom we are davening for, and we will conclude with the recitation of Achenu. One note, I will be traveling tomorrow. It will be mid-flight. I will not be able to host the program, but I am grateful to my friend and colleague, Rabbi Moshe Brandstocker, who is the head of the OU Department of Torah Initiatives at the OU, who will be filling in to guest host the program. Please continue to keep Esther Tehila, Bas Ariel Sipora in your tefillos today and going forward, as well as Tinoch, Ben, Sima. Got one second, my apologies. Tinoch Ben Sima Razel, Tinoch Ben Sima Razel, a six-day-old baby who, as of this morning, was having open-heart surgery. Please keep Tinoch Ben Sima Razel in your tefillos today and going forward. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Katz.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali. It's wonderful to be back with everyone in this wonderful program. It's unbelievable to think that it's still going on. People are still looking for chizuk, and Mirat Hashem should continue for a lot longer. We have this week's parsha of Kiseitzeh. There's so many things to talk about in Kiseitzeh, but one thing I think in particular, which is relevant, you know, when I think about this call and I think of how far the call has come. You know, I don't know if this is my sixth time or seventh time on the call already. I lost count. But early on, obviously, we were talking about COVID and the things that we can do to counteract the difficulties or challenges that people were having. And now we find ourselves, hopefully, in the aftermath, at least not in the throes of COVID. Obviously, it's still around. People have to take precautions that is necessary. But you think about how far we've come. And I just remember one specific drasha that I often repeated or, you know, emphasized the same theme. And that is the ability or necessity to compensate for not seeing each other. There's an interesting pasuk which says that when a person would see the ox or an animal of some kind of one's friend, and it's unfortunately buckling under the weight of its burden. So it says in that pasuk that you should help relieve that burden. And then the end of the pasuk, this is Chaf Beis Dal, this week's parsha, it says, Hakim Takim Imel. And at least in the general conventional understanding of the pasuk, what it means is you shall stand them up with him. Rashi points out the halacha is that you don't actually have to help the animal unless the owner of the animal is in on it. If he's just, you know, hoping for your handout and hoping that he's going to do it, that somebody else is going to take care of his dirty work, so you don't necessarily have to do that. So that's the conventional understanding. You do it along with the owner. You help the animal. But of course, the words Hakim Takim Yimo can be understood in deeper ways than just the practical allowing the owner, you know, some help, some assistance. And if one were to look at the Sfas Emes tells us that what it means is Hakim Takim Yimo, you can help him, and by helping him, Takim Yimo, you will also be helped. That you will rise up along with him. You will help the animal rise up, you'll help the owner rise up, and you will help yourself rise up by helping this other person in need. And when I look at this pasuk, my immediate reaction or connection to it was a pasuk that we read back in Parshas Bo, that when it came to Makas Choshech, at least for the Egyptians, Lo ra'u ish etachiv lo kamu ish mitachtav. That each person couldn't see each other. And therefore, according to the Chiddush Arim, therefore, the Sfatim's grandfather happens to be, therefore, because people couldn't see each other, because they weren't able to lend that support, recognize that there is someone there for them. So then, lo kamu ish mitachtav, then the people couldn't get up. And I look back at this pasuk and I think, Hakim Sakim Yimo, what does it mean? That a person will get up, will rise up, will get back on their feet. They will only get up back on their feet when you are Imo, when you are with them, when you can see them tangibly, you can look them in the eye and tell them that you're there for them. And hopefully with that chizuk, with the ability to be there for another person, you can both rise up in the way that is necessary for you in that moment. You know, we say when it comes to the Mount of El, we say the phrase, Lachzos v'noam Hashem, that David HaMelech wanted to come to the Beis HaMikdash and see the beauty of Hashem. Typically, that's understood to mean that when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a certain beauty to the building. There's a certain beauty to the service, the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. But Chassam Sofer has a little bit of a different take, and he says, She'yizake liros she'yihye ni'imos l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean the beauty of Hashem, but it's the beauty that is given to Hashem. What does Hashem see as beautiful? Says the Chassam Sofer, what does it mean? K'she'adam roa b'yamim kedoshim ech miskabtim mikol Yisrael mispalim kiyos libam. Even though when we come together for Yom Narayim, everyone's thinking about their own intentions, their own goals, their own aspirations in life, but nonetheless, we all come together in the same room, in the same shul, and we can daven together, mikiros libam, from the depths of our hearts. That is what brings joy to Hashem. Shekulim miskabtim mbali yisbal lehodos lusvados halavon osam. That everyone is striving together in their own ways to grow, to develop, to rise up on their own. So that's when Yismachu b'simchas Hashem, that's the lachdos b'noam Hashem. We come to see the beauty of Hashem. What is the beauty of Hashem? That we can come together, that we can see each other, that we can support each other. It's true, we all have different, you know, objectives, different goals, different things we're working on. The lachdos b'noam Hashem. And lastly, I'll just close with something that I found myself this year for some reason focusing on. I don't know why, but I've been analyzing the different acronyms of Elul and working them into almost every drasha that I've given in the last couple of weeks. There's one drasha there's one acronym that we have from Megillah of Esther. Ish l'rehu matanos slavyonim. A person should be to their fellow, and then matanos slavyonim, gifts to the poor. We know this pasuk as the source of not just matanos slavyonim, but also mishloach manos. Right, the real pasuk is the real phrase mishloach manos ish l'rehu. You give gifts of food one person to another. The only sort of quirk is the sort of the complication with that pasuk is that we chop it off. In order to make the word elo, we actually don't use the word mishloach manos. We just skip to ish l'rehu u'matanos levim. It's a little bit of a peculiar or awkward phrase when you don't have that first mishloach manos phrase beforehand. So what does it mean? And I thought to connect this to Gemara and Baba Basra, also connect it to a drash from the Kliyakar in Parsha Shoftim, but not for now. Perhaps we can say that Ish L'Rehu Matanos Tavyonim is teaching us that first and foremost, before we get to the Matanos Tavyonim, before we get to the gifts or the money, the financial support that we give to each other, first just be Ish L'Rehu. First and foremost, just be there for another person. Just your presence, just seeing someone, just making sure that another person is seen. That itself, Ish L'Rehu, is first and foremost our objective Elul. That we come to Davin and we say, you know, Tshuva, Tzvila, and Tzedakah, Ma'avir, Nesherah, Ha'adzera, this Yom Narayim. When we say those words, we understand Davening to Hashem. We understand repenting to Hashem. But now we can understand Tzedakah in a different way. After the time where we couldn't be with each other, we recognize and appreciate that first and foremost, Ish L'Rehu, and then Matanos Tavyonim, the tzedakah that we can give to each other is the ability to see each other, to make sure other people know that they are being seen. And that is the Noam Hashem. That is the beauty of Hashem during these Yomim Narayim, to see that beauty, to see us come together and Emir Hashem have an uplifting and growth-oriented Yomim Narayim. So that we can say, Hakim, Takim, Yimau, that we can, kamu ish mitachtav, everyone can rise up together when you're able, ra'u ish esachiv, when you're not in darkness anymore, but rather we can see each other in a full shul with hopefully wonderful davening and the ability to give each other support just by being in each other's presence. So hopefully we can all appreciate that and gain chizuk from that ability to be with each other, to see each other. And along those lines, we will now segue into Tehillim so that we can similarly support each other, maybe not by being in each other's presence just yet, but by davening for each other. We will say four prakim of Tehillim, as is usually the case. We will start with Perek Chas, then Perek Chas Gimel, then Kuf Chas Aleph, then Kuf Lamed, 20, 23, 121, and 130. We will start now with Perek Chas. Ram Natsach Mizmor David. Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara. Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishvach Ezer Chami Kodesh. Umitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor Komen Chotecha. Ve'olasecha Yidash Nesela. Yiten lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzasecha yimalei. Niranin abi shuasecha, v'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai, v'mishalosecha. Ata yadati, ki oshki Adonai mishicho, yaneu mishmei kacho, Bigvuros Yesha Yumino Elevarechev Yelevasusim Vanachnu Vishem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hema Karu Vinafalu Vanachnu Kamnu Vanistodaz Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaneinu Vyom Kareinu.
Perek Chas Gimel 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echtar. Din hostesh sheyar biteini, al mei menuchos yinahaleini. Nadshi yishovev, yancheini v'magle tzedek, v'man shimho. Gam ki elech b'gei talmavech, lo ira ra. Yata imadi shiftecha umishantecha hema yinachamuni taroch lefanai shulchan neged sovirai dishanta vashem en roshi kosi revaya ach tov vachesed yirduhuni koyimei chayai vishavti bebeis Adonai.
Kuf Chaf Aleph 121.
Shila Malos Sesayin Al Harim Meayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Meim Adonai O Sei Shamayim Evarem Al Yitay Lamot Raglecha Al yanu meshomerecha, ine lo yanu v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tilcha, al yad yeminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakecha, v'yareyach balayla. Adonai Yishmarcha Mikol Ra, Yishmar Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmar Es Chovoecha, Me'ata V'ad Olam.
Kuf Lamed 130.
Shir Amalos Mimamakim Krasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Vikoli, Tianos Nechakashuos, Vikol Tachanunai, Imavonos Tishmarya Adonai Miyamos Kim Chaslicha Leman Yivarei Kivisi Adonai Kivisanavshi Vilidvarav Hochalti Nafshi Adonai Mishomrim Laboker Shomerim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai HaChesed Veharbe Imo Fidus Vuhu Yisrael Yisrael Mikol Avonosav Mishvech HaSunav Ram Yisrael Yaakov Mal Sharon David Ushlomo Hui Varech Vira Pesach Olim Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanu tzurim batzar v'ashivyam, homo nibeim v'yom meim v'abasham, amalkam yirachem aleihem, yotzim mitzar levacha, me'apil l'orah, mishiv l'idulam, hashtab agalav izman kariv, v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Katz. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered. Latova for good. Please join us for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Once again, Rabbi Moshe Brandsdorfer will be filling in for me to guest host the program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.